Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up? Get on Mafia.
Chill. Hell nah.
Hell nah. Stop getting on Mafia.
Nah. I made the trap go boom.
Can you feel the ground shaking?
The Wizard of Oz, no Toto. Don't hit my line about Yale. Don't F-book, don't IG, don't Snapchat, oh no. I told you once I'm on Coco. Just ask the man on my polo. Some drop down, some doing time, while snitches plead in Nolo. Every day, I'm called Cray Cray, so say I got a big ego. Trapping all day, headed for the edge, snitches sing like Neo. So the game changed like CeeLo. Full flow is my tempo. These diamonds on my face got my ears big as Dumbo.
I'm a hustler, gotta get
got you live, I mean we just don't want no stress. We just roll up the pine and ride, indicator blowing up like some Mega Man. Dodging on your chicken head, did you hear just what I said? Our destination is the hood and we quickly
go. Now we were tight, like Mike and Pip. Robin, they bet not slip. See, I'm equipped. I've been trapped for so long, people call me dumb.
Where you from?
Straight from a decimal.
But this really got to ride with your
We stole Big Boy car and got our strip on. We got the red with the music and the cell phone.
Then we would drink, till we fell out. They got put out
and you didn't sell out. Crook up the jury, I paid your way out. Gave you the fury,
yeah. Cause they duck us, so we own. Cause they shop with us.
Just show me a team that's greater.
Ooh, I get on my PI. Coming at you live, I mean we just don't want no stress. We just roll up the pine and ride. Indicator blowing up like some Mega Man. Dodging on your chicken head.
Live and direct, Las Vegas was happening, you know what I'm saying, September 10th, you know what I'm saying, on a Thursday, 2015, You know what I'm saying? As you can tell, I just been spinning the legends, the one and only, you know what I'm saying, my favorite group, one of my favorites, you know what I'm saying, Ghetto Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Just finna get into it. What's good with you?
What's happening, man? What's going on, man? Nino and Wick on line one.
What's up? Oh,
that's what's up, man. How y'all brothers doing, man?
Man, everything is beautiful, man. You know, this Gangsta Wick talking to you right now, man. We down here in ATL working on a new album, you know what I'm saying? We're getting a lot of love down here in Atlanta. You know, the momentum is growing right now. Me and Nino, you know, I'm doing a solo jump. Nino doing a solo jump. We're going to drop this Ghetto Mafia album out, and then we're going to follow up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, each man can stand on his own right after we drop this Ghetto Mafia jam. What's going on with y'all down there in Vegas?
Oh, man, we up here, man, chilling, man. You know, it's fight weekend, so and the whole city is on fire. You know what I'm saying? So that's what was popping out here, man. But I just want to say, man, like, y'all have really been, like, some very influenced, you know what I'm saying, MCs, man, to really pave the way for a lot of music, especially trap music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, do you guys still get that feedback, you know what I'm saying, from the up-and-coming MCs that's in the game?
I got a little thing there going on, man, with, you know, with a couple of the artists here. I'm trying to galvanize all the Atlanta artists, you know, so that we don't lose the game here. And I think that, you know what I'm saying, you know, paying homage and, to, you know, to groups that started like ourselves, you know, like the Kilo Ali's and the Hard Boys and, you know, stuff like that is vital. That's my
right.
stance on the whole thing, you know, especially when I hear a lot of artists, you know, that, you know, that take our style, take stuff that Nemo Wick, you know, came up with in the 90s and put that thing out there, you know, as they own, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, act like, you know, Nemo Wick ain't had nothing to do with it. You know, niggas here in Atlanta, man, sound like Ghetto Mafia, man, with a lot of their raps and stuff and talking about the trap stuff. We the first ones to bring it to the game. We the first ones
right.
to say it, like I tell everybody in Vegas. If y'all hear anybody say he started the trap music, I don't care who your artist is. If you hear anybody say he started trap music for us, Google Ghetto Mafia 1994, draw the line, Life of a Sniper. The first thing I say is I started Young Slang Rocks in the trap. Nino, come back in, you know what I mean? So we've been
right.
doing this trap thing, man, but these are a couple of artists here, man, at the top of the food chain felt the need to, you know, to take our thing, put it out there worldwide and claim it as his own.
Man, for real, because, you know,
right.
Cause I was talking to your manager. I guess he was tripping because, like, I'm originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and you know what I'm saying, like, the whole hood was bumping y'all. He was tripping. He was like, "You from down south?" I'm like, "No, I'm from the Midwest." You know what I'm saying? So we always stayed on y'all, even when y'all did that one joint with MC Bree, RIP. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
right.
how was that working with Bree, man?
Nino, I'm gonna let Nino talk, man. You know what I mean? I be running my mouth too much. I let that gangster talk over there, man. My mentor, man.
It was magnificent working with Breed, man. He's a genius, man. He just come in there and he started his thing, man. Right off the top of his dome, man. Quick to come up with something. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Something catchy. Brother's just talented, man. You know
yeah.
he could write, he could freestyle, Breed could do anything, man. We love that guy. We miss that guy, man. He made the album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He probably made an album go gold or platinum. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
As a matter of fact, and not to mean to cut you off, gangster, I spoke with, because me and Nino been working hard in the studio today. You know, he got his own business. You know, the man do houses and stuff down here, man. You know, build stuff and everything. So a contractor as well as a gangster, you know what I'm saying? And I just got off the phone with Tasha Breed. I want to shout out Tasha Breed and Lexi Breed. That's the widow of MC Breed. And she's sending
okay.
over, she got all his own music and stuff, so she's sending over a few verses and hooks that nobody has heard. So we're going to be featuring MC Breed on this new album.
Man, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, all the MC Breed friends in Flint, Michigan. What up? You know what I'm saying? I got family out there. So rest in peace to MC Breed, man. He did his thing out here when he was, you know what I'm saying, cooking. So, like...
Right.
What's this like working with you two? Like, how y'all come up with the concepts and the beats and, like, the flows of the songs? Like, you know what I'm saying? How is y'all chemistry?
Man, like brothers, man, we just get in the room, man, and just start vibing to each other, man. Grit down. You know, Neil and Wick always make songs that touch your heart. So,
yeah.
you know, we had to come from within. We had to dig down deep, man, and just, you know what I mean, come up with something touching. So, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like we going there and, you know what I'm saying, we just come up with something off the head, you know what I'm saying, freestyle or nothing like that. We dig down deep. We storytellers, you know what I mean? So that take a lot of meditating, you know what I'm saying, gritting down, a lot of thinking to come up with something to touch somebody's heart, you know what I mean? And that's how we do our thing.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, me personally, like, and I'm going to say this real quick, you know what I'm saying, me and Nino, you know what I'm saying, we've been knowing each other since kids. But at the same time, he's a grown man, and I'm a grown man. So a lot of stuff that I may say, he may not feel that way. A lot of stuff he say, I may not feel that way. Some artists that I like, he may not like. Some artists he like, I may not, and vice versa. But I will say this right here, and this is Gangsta Wicked. This is how I feel about the whole thing. I feel like the, you know, so many artists were, you know, back in the day when, you know, you're old head. And a lot of artists always say, well, back in the day it was better, this. And I don't want to get caught up in that because there's a lot of good new music out too. But what I have seen from the new artists is that they're not as talented. So what they do is, you know, to offset the talent and stuff, they start giving away the music for free, start trying to record in bulk instead of recording in classic, instead of putting everything into a song. They try to just put out as many as they can. So, I mean, a lot of artists just is more about volume. It ain't no content and nothing anymore. I mean, what are we really listening for? I mean, I listen to music so it can, you know, touch a part of my life, either teach me something or show me a problem, how to resolve this, or show me what love is, like how you know, in the 80s and the early 90s, how R&B was, even back to Motown in the 70s. And I think music has lost that, and I don't know where it has gone. I don't know who took it from us. It's like we lost jazz, we lost rock and roll. We lost blues. A lot of people, I tell them that Black started rock and roll. And no, we did. Yes, we did. We started anything with talent. We started it. You understand what I'm saying? And it's exactly. Like every time they didn't think rap was gonna be around a long time. Rap was off the back of these storytellers like Ghetto Mice, like Nino, like Run DMC them up in New York, and all the great groups came out there. NWA, you just saw how big the movie was. So you know that the market is still there for this stuff. But I hear, but the young kids, you know, these days are now so brainwashed from the artists that are out now not paying homage that it's a disconnect between the old school and the young school. Young school artists think it's, you know, lame or something to have an OG on the record. And I'm trying to break that stereotype, man, before we lose rap all the way together, because somebody has came in and are playing the OG role to our young artists, and they're not telling them the right thing to do.
Right. That's too speaking right there, man. Yeah, it's all about the club nowadays, man. They talk about club and partying and jewelry and cars and every rap. Now, don't get me wrong, it's cool talking about cars and everything, but we just do it in a different way. We just do it in a storytelling kind of way, because, like, we trying to teach one, man.
I ask you this, Gangster Nino, because you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nino taught me the game a lot of stuff. I mean, how many of us really out there got a lot of Lamborghinis? How many of us out there got all these cars these rappers talking about?
A lot of people leasing a Lamborghini, but you know what I'm saying? That's just for the look. That's just for the video. That's just to make people believe in them. That's not real. You know what I mean? You know,
guys sitting up at the bus stop saying, I'm in my Lambo and catching the bus. They starting their raps off like this. I'm in my brand new Lambo. Man, you had the bus stop.
Right.
That's what you need to be rapping about. You need to be rapping about how it feels to get on the bus and go to work and work a job and raise your kids. You know what I'm saying? But some kind of way, man, it's lame now to talk about real stuff, man.
Right.
And I don't know where we lost that at, but we got to find it back, and we got to find it quick, because, I mean, I'm looking at rap now, and no disrespect. I mean, when I say this, don't take it and run with it. But I see Chinese little boys up there. I see everything but us now.
They got to keep the dream alive, like, you know what I'm saying, Martin Luther King, man. You know, he died for a reason. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, he was a storyteller. He taught the truth stuff. You know what I'm saying? He walked through and that's what he talked about. People tend to forget about those kind of guys, man. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, I mean, you know what I mean? Those guys we pattern after, man. You know what I'm saying? Nino and Wick. Yeah, man, our storytelling is truthful, man. You know what I mean? Even though it might be, we might write about something fiction sometime, but it'd be a true fiction that somebody has experienced. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Well, yeah, man, so that's where we at, man. I ain't trying to sit here and preach to you, man, because at the same time, man, I don't think there's any artists out there, too many artists out there that can deal with Nino and Wick anyway. I think there's a lot of political stuff that's going on that's keeping us from the people. I think the people are being robbed, not being able to enjoy a Ghetto Mafia. When I'm sitting on this interview with you and you know who Ghetto Mafia is, a lot of kids out there in Vegas, they hear my voice right now, don't know who we are. Don't know from Adam what we did for the city of Atlanta. If you say that T.I. or Jeezy, Young Jeezy, took my style and brought it to Vegas, they'll say you're lying, Gangsta Wick. You know, so, but you know that. And my thing is, you know, we gotta get it all. We gotta get it back, man, as a people first, and save the music, or we finna lose the music. If you don't hear rapping about 80% of us are struggling. 80% of us are living from day to day. 80% of us are not rich. So I'm trying to figure out why is 90% of the music portraying us in a light that we're rich, that everything is okay in the hood. It's not okay in the hood. We got blacks being killed out here. We got the child support system that's preying on black men. We got the IRS system that's preying on black men. You hear about no white artists being locked up for tax evasion? You hear about Chris Tucker's and Wesley Snipes and then Red Fox dying broke and all our athletes and stuff. So I'm trying to figure out, with all the problems that we have in the community, why is all the music that we're hearing bullshit?
Right, exactly.
But they know. They're eating chicken and dancing for the kings and queens where they had us doing from the beginning. Ain't nothing but a chicken wing, ain't nothing but a pork chop. And we sitting around here, and that's what's hip, and it's ridiculous. You know, so like I say, man, Ghetto Mafia, man, I'm here, and Nino as well. We here to, you know, put some content in the thing, and I'm going to do it to the day I die, man, because, you know, like I say, when you stand over me, at least I want you to say, man, the man taught me something.
And we also got to blame these major. We also got to blame these major corporations that are putting out their garbage. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say garbage because all of it is not garbage, but 85% is garbage. But you know, it's them because they're in it for the money. You know what I mean? They just want a quick buck, I think. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's why they're putting out that kind of commercialized music that's not true. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
They try to block out. They try to block out the real reality music, the true storytellers.
Right,
groups like Ghetto Mafia, you know what I mean? And
right.
I think that's what's going on right now.
It died with Pac. They say we died with Pac, I guess.
Yeah,
man.
I think that's what's going on. Yeah, man.
So with this new record that y'all working on, when can the people expect to have it out, man? When can we get our hands on it?
Well, like I said, I'm going to send you a copy of it now. We got one out right now called The Elephant in the Room. Because, you know, that represents me and Nino. You know, we sit around these artists, man. You know, Jeezy one time said a line. He said, I'm your favorite rapper. Whether you know what they're talking about, they're talking about Ghetto Mafia. You know, it's like, well, everybody running behind these other artists, but when they see us, you know, they know the real deal. So we feel like the elephants in the room. When I'm around all these other celebrities or rappers from Atlanta with a little bigger cachet outside of the city. And we feel like we elephants in the room, man. We feel like, you know what I'm saying, we can stand by anybody. I don't care how many, if you feel like you sold a little bit more records than me or a few more women know you. I still feel like you don't have nothing on me. You know what I'm saying? And Nino feels the same way. So we feel like we elephants in the room, man, where anywhere we go. We got a new record out there that we're doing a Straight From The Deck remix as we speak right now. Like I say, man, I'm working on a solo album, The Hood Show, too. Nino got a solo album getting ready to drop. And we're going to get this Ghetto Mafia out there first, man. Then we're going to, you know, because Nino from the islands, you know, so it's you know, he has a whole other flavor that needs to be tapped into. This man is this man can do reggae. This man can do, you know, shout out to all the V.I. Macedonia, St. Croix, St. Thomas. You know, what's happening?
What's up?
We love you.
Yeah.
And,
so
we got, you know, we trying to show some versatility after this Ghetto Mafia album with the two solo jets. They don't mean we don't broke up. You know what I'm saying? You know? And we don't see eye to eye with everything. But one thing I can say, I love that brother on the other end of the phone, and we're going to keep giving the fans good music because it's what the fans deserve.
Right. Yep. They want some real.
Because I'm definitely one of y'all fans, man. Word. I'm definitely one of y'all fans, and just going to keep on jamming y'all work, man, because I love what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all original. And I just want y'all to just keep releasing music, man, as much as y'all can, man. You know what I'm saying? So Man, y'all, brothers, man.
I want anybody that's listening, man, to me right now, man, this Gangsta Week, man. Y'all go to, anybody can hear the sound of my voice right now. If you're on Instagram, go to The Real Ghetto Mafia. One word, friend me. I follow back. We're interested in what you're doing just as well as you're interested in what I'm doing. A lot of artists don't even follow you back. You know,
right. You
put your hands on them. You can talk to Nino and Wick. You can hit Nino up at on Facebook at Nino from Ghetto Mafia. You can hit me up at Rod Ghetto Mafia Bar. Again, on Facebook is Nino Ghetto Mafia or Rod Ghetto Mafia Bar. And on Instagram, it's The Real Ghetto Mafia. And like I say, man, we talk back to the people. I don't care how small he is or how big he is. I talk to you just like I talk to Michael Jackson.
Right.
Straight up, man. That's what's up. I'm following y'all brothers, man. I just love what y'all do. I'm going to keep spinning y'all music, man. I got y'all over here, like, anytime. Just can't wait to see y'all live, man. Rock up the show. And, you know what I'm saying, y'all definitely got a supporter right here, bro.
Hey, we appreciate it, man. We finna send you the record, too, man. You are. When I got the phone with you, man, I'm seeing this new elephant in the room. I thought our people had sent it down there to you. You ever heard the record
yet?
Yeah,
yeah. I got it. That was the first record that I spent. Yeah, I'm finna spin it again.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, man. When we gonna come out to Vegas, man, to be able to, you know, to gum a little bit, man. You know what I mean? Come to the casino.
So man. Whatever, man. Just come out,
yeah,
man. And, I show you how the city do it, man.
Hopefully, Nino can run into Rihanna out there. You know, I think when Nino see Rihanna, that's gonna be it right there.
So dumb, man.
Crazy.
So dumb, man.
That's
so,
what's up, man.
Hey, before we head out, man, like, anything y'all want to say, bro, to the people, man, to the fans of Ghetto Mafia, man?
Me?
Go ahead, Nino. You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing my mouth
now. I want to say just look out for Ghetto Mafia album coming out. And look out for Nino and Wick's solo project. You know what I'm saying? My solo project banging. It got a lot of features on there. I mean, I'm going to just take it back from back in the day, man. You know what I'm saying? True storytelling, gangster music.
Yeah, the Island Getaway. He got one on there called Island Getaway for all y'all women out there.
Yeah, he got songs for women too. So you know, it's all good, man. All gravy, man. Look out, California is coming, man.
Yeah, I got one last thing to say. Like I say, The Real Ghetto Mafia on IG, Nino on Facebook, Nino Ghetto Mafia, or Rod Ghetto Mafia Bar. Y'all hit us up, man. It's a movement going on down here in Atlanta, man. I think we should come down to Vegas, man. And I want to come to Vegas. And maybe like an outside big block party, you know, and y'all, and, you know, bring the kids, feed the kids, you know, everybody have a good time, man. And hopefully I can run into Rihanna's sister.
Straight up, man. Hey, it's out here, bro. That's all I can say. It's out here, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to spin this elephant in the room, man. I just want to say God bless, man. Keep doing your thing. And, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all follow, you know what I'm saying, Ghetto Mafia on all the social sites and support the music.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying, they're bringing that real music back that we all grew up in love to, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
Also, big up to all the underground cats in California that's still doing it, keeping it true and keeping it gangster for the streets, man. What's up, Spice? You know what I'm saying? What's up, 8? You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep it real down there.
You know.
Yes, sir. All right, bro. Y'all be cool, man. We got you.
All right, appreciate it, homie.
All right, bro. All right.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah. Ghetto Mafia.
Chill. Hell
nah.
Hell
nah.
Stop
Ghetto
Mafia.
I made the trap go.
Can you feel ground shaking?
I made the trap go.
Can you feel ground shaking?
I made the trap go.
Can you feel ground shaking?
I'm the elephant in the room.
And his name is Gangsta Wicked.
There's an elephant in the room.
And his name is Gangsta Wicked.
There's an elephant in the room.
And his name is Gangsta Wicked.
And he made the trap go.
Trap go boom.
I flushed all my fears, it appears I'm on Google. In the trap for years, I pop beers, I ride solo. Always see me dolo.
Don't leave without my popo. Young G's call the cops pigs, where I call them popo. The Wizard of Oz, no Toto. Don't hit my line about Yale. Don't F-book, don't IG, don't Snapchat, oh no no. I told you once I'm on Coco. Just ask the man on my polo. Some drop down, some doing time, while snitches lead and no. Every day, day I'm called Cray Cray, some say I got a big ego. Trapping all day, hit it for the yeah, snitches sing like Neo. So the game changed like CeeLo. Soul flow is my tempo. These diamonds side my face, got my ears big as Dumbo.
I made a trap go.
Can you feel the ground shaking?
Beat
plastic heater. Get on my locate your jawbone with my uppercut.
I leave
knots on your head.
Man, I swore them up.
Get on my head. Get out my way, grandpa. Man, time's up.
Get on my head.
I was sleeping on the couch. Get your ass up.
Get
you up by your bridges. Raise your ass up. I'ma terminate these suckers. Man, I'ma gas them up. And get your ass with the game. Man, I drug them up. I got them lame ass wobbling. I'ma straighten them up. I got them killers over there waiting to touch them up. I'm rolling deep in the Chevy, man. I'm loading up. Light up a smoke, black mask. I don't give a what. If a pussy think he can, well then try your luck. I leave you bleeding on the corner. Man, I bust him up. I give a F by them haze. Man, I shoot him up. Beat that bitch like Ike did Tina.
Beat your bitch.
Beat that bitch like Ike did Tina.
Beat your bitch.
What I mean? Beat that bitch like Ike did Tina.
Beat your bitch.
Come again. Beat that bitch like Ike did Tina.
Beat your bitch.
Yeah.